The federal judicial seat in Wisconsin that's been vacant since 2010 has been filled. Milwaukee attorney Michael Brennan has been appointed to a lifetime seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, Democrat and Republican, respectively, played a significant role in both the seat being open and being filled. And both parties have pointed the finger at the other for the long vacancy. Craig Gilbert is a political reporter and Washington bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
Well, give us some of the background, the history on why this vacancy stayed vacant so long.
Well, you know, it started in 2010 when Judge Terry Evans announced his retirement. And President Obama nominated someone named Victoria Norse to fill this vacancy. 2010, I can't remember what month in 2010 that nomination was made, but the election came around, and Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl, who were the two Democratic senators at the time, Russ Feingold lost his reelection bid to Ron Johnson, meaning you now had, instead of two Democratic senators, one Republican and one Democratic senator. And when Ron Johnson came into office, he basically killed the nomination that predated his election, saying he had no input into it. And the reason he was able to kill it was because of something called the blue slip, which has been a tradition in the Senate in recent decades. It actually goes back about 100 years. It hasn't been in practice used exactly the same way through that whole time, but in recent decades it essentially gave a home state senator, including home state senators from the minority party, veto power over judicial nominations. And so we're talking about really nominees that have to be confirmed by the Senate to be federal prosecutors, to be district trial judges at the federal level, and to be appellate judges at the federal level, which is the rung just below the Supreme Court, which is, of all these jobs, is the most sort of important one and the one that tends to, you know, drive the biggest political fights. And in this case, we're talking about the Seventh Circuit in Chicago, which covers three states, including Wisconsin. This is the seat that was designated for a Wisconsin judge to be on it. And once Ron Johnson essentially blocked that nomination, he not only blocked the nomination, but he insisted that the state change the way it vetted its nominations, that change the composition of what had traditionally been a bipartisan commission of appointees by the senators. And he said, I want equal say on this commission as a member of the minority. And he had the leverage because of the blue slip tradition, which again essentially gives the home state senator the ability to stop a nomination. He had the leverage to demand changes in this vetting process, which he did, and that took time because Herb Kohl wasn't agreeing to the changes that Ron Johnson was demanding, and Herb Kohl didn't leave office until the end of 2012. Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat like Herb Kohl, replaces him, and they negotiate more changes, and Tammy Baldwin agrees to these changes. More time passes by, and then a new round of applicants for this seat comes in. There's a lot of twists and turns to this process, but basically the charter of the commission required that anybody who's forwarded to the White House as a nominee has to get five of the six commission members voting for them, and they have to be one of four names that's sent along. And those conditions weren't being met. Tammy Baldwin got frustrated. And she sent all eight names of all eight applicants to the White House, infuriating Ron Johnson. And eventually, the Don Schott, a candidate who had gotten five of the six commissioners to vote for him, was nominated by the White House. And Ron Johnson complained bitterly about this, but eventually consented and decided he wasn't going to block the nomination. But by that time, it was an election year of 2016, and Ron Johnson's Republican colleagues in the Senate refused to act on the Don Schott nomination. The Republicans in the Senate wanted to wait until after the presidential election in case a Republican got elected president, so their own party would have a chance to fill the vacancy, which is exactly what happened.
Right. So then they run out the clock. They make it to the election. They keep the Republican majority in the Senate, and they have a Republican president now. Now, that's still 2016, and we're in 2018, so that's still a while with this vacancy open.
Yeah, so now we still have this nominating commission, which is made up of three Republican appointees and three Democratic appointees. So now we have a new round of applicants for this position. It takes a while to work its way through this commission, and nobody gets the five votes that the commission requires to send a name on to the White House. But meanwhile, the White House has identified a candidate it wants to nominate, which is Michael Brennan, a Milwaukee lawyer and a former Milwaukee County Circuit judge. And eventually, the White House nominates Michael Brennan, even though he didn't meet the letter of the commission in terms of getting five out of the six members of the commission to vote for him. Tammy Baldwin now is crying foul, and she refuses to support the nomination. She turns it a negative blue slip, which means essentially she says, I'm going to exercise my veto power. But by now, the Republicans in the Senate majority are changing the policy with respect to these blue slips. This practice of giving home state senators veto power over federal nominees from their own states, the Republican leadership in the Senate decides we're no longer going to play that game. For in the case of these appellate nominees, we're no longer giving home state senators a veto power, which, by the way, was a power that Democrats, when they were in the majority, had given Republican senators like Ron Johnson in the minority. In fact, really, if Ron Johnson did not enjoy this exercise, this veto power, the vacancy would have been filled under Obama because he had 5 or 6 years to do it. So now we have a hearing, and we have a vote, and there's a vote on party lines this week, 49-46, only Republicans voting for Michael Brennan. He is now confirmed and ending the longest judicial vacancy in the country at the appellate level, really a symbol of just sort of the breakdown, the partisan breakdown in this process, the partisan bitterness over this process, and also the kind of end of the blue slip tradition. So it's a very tangled tale, but essentially what Republicans did once they were in the majority in the Senate and once they was they decided that we're not going to give Democrats in the minority this tool, and we're not going to give home state senators the ability to block our nominees.
Talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about this long vacant appeals court seat battled over by senators from both parties now that appointment has been made and confirmed. Craig, judge appointments, Supreme Court on down, were big issues in the last presidential election. They're big issues in elections in general. People are bringing it up for the Senate race this year. You've been around the state talking to people about how they voted in 2016. Do people talk about, whatever I think of my candidate and my party, hey, they get to appoint the Supreme Court judges, the other judges, this is part of what I base my vote on?
Well, only to a point. I think for some voters, and certainly for activists and for interest groups, this is a huge, huge deal. I don't think it is for the average voter, but it is for some voters, and including a lot of very partisan voters and ideological voters, and it certainly is for activists. It's a very big deal. So for Donald Trump, I think it's a big feather in his cap for conservatives and hardcore Republican voters and certainly activists. The idea of, his ability so far and the ability of Mitch McConnell in the Senate to push through judges, especially for this at the appellate level, it's a huge part of their agenda, and it's probably the biggest single thing they've been able to do under President Trump. And it has, it has consequences. It has huge political and judicial importance. But at the same time, there's sort of what it means for the U.S. Senate and how the U.S. Senate functions and what it means for the kind of role of home state senators to exercise their influence over nominees from their own states.
And Craig, in our last minute or so, Michael Brennan now has filled this vacant seat. I know judges don't get an R or a D by their name, but is there a background that suggests that he might be a Republican-friendly judge?
Well, he is. He is an advisor to Republican Governor Scott Walker. He actually wrote a letter expressing support for Ron Johnson's use of the blue slip power to scuttle the first Obama nominee for this seat. He did get bipartisan support in Wisconsin within the legal community. He did get a lot of opposition from people, from liberals and Democrats as well. He's not the most controversial nominee you're going to see, and so he's sort of in the tradition, I think, in a sort of a broad tradition for judges. He's not exceptional in that regard. I think the issue in his case, even though he did get some liberal opposition on his record, I think the bigger issue for Democrats and for liberals was really the process more than the substance of this nomination and what that means going forward, because, you know, majorities and minorities change. And it could be in the, you know, down the road that it's Republicans in the minority and they're in the position of basically being unable to object or to stop a judicial nominee that they don't like from their own state.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Anytime.
That's Craig Gilbert, political reporter and Washington bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He joined us today to talk about the recent appointment of a Milwaukee lawyer to a long vacant Court of Appeals seat and the politics surrounding this and other appointments.